Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Linnell. We're Grant and Danny, Darris and Ryan producing as always. You're listening to The Fan. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official G&D show sponsor, and they will help you protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy like my parents did. Go on over to their Fairfax offices like my parents have. You can visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That is kmlawyers.com. BetQL, guest hotline, former NFL executive and GM and executive of the year in the National Football League, Randy Mueller. You can follow him on Twitter at his name with an underscore at the end, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. For the last name. Randy, good to catch up with you. How are you?
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man?
It has been too long. Appreciate your insight and you giving us a few minutes. I know you've been busy. I want to start with your thoughts on Adam Peters, Lance Newmark getting to work, first free agency period running Washington, 12 external free agents, 13th if you count re-signing Jeremy Reeves, still have over $60 million to play with. What do you make of what they've done?
I actually like the plan a lot. I like the fact that they are going after really quantity, not necessarily the top end, you know, bounty that you have to make a hard financial commitment to get. I think, hey, let's face it, Commanders weren't a very good team. They needed to change the face. They needed to continue to build. And that doesn't surprise me that they haven't re-signed the free agents who were on this team before. So I like what they're doing. I said early on it was exciting for Commander fans because one, they had cap, and two, they had a couple guys that I think are good evaluators, and that's a great way to get better as a team. So the makings were there, and I think they're progressing. I think it's, you know, they still have some things to do, obviously, but don't look at it as having $60 million burning a hole in your pocket. I think it's more apt that how we spend it wisely will be the determining factor.
Randy, what's phase two here? Obviously, you know, they went, as you mentioned, I don't want to call it bargain shopping, that's disrespectful, but some good value shopping, I guess, is maybe the way to put it. What do you think the next phase is for this team to add talent?
Well, I think there's still really good values out there. I think this year, for whatever reason, phase two kind of blended into phase one. Usually there's the top guys that get paid that first two or three days, and frankly, teams try to stay out of that fray. But this year, I think you were able to find some bargain deals, like you mentioned, that Commanders were involved in. So I think phase two is kind of in the middle of it right now. I still think there are some really good players, and I don't think this free agent pool is what it's been in the past. I think it's better, and I think that's why I find very little fault with a lot of what these teams are doing around the league as a whole. I think they've gotten better. They're spending their money wisely, and they're not just flushing money because they have it. And we know that the teams had $30 million extra thrown their way in the cap the last week before even it opened up. So I think you'll see some more values to answer your question. I think these things happened in the past, these value signings, maybe in May and June. I think you're going to see them happen the end of March and first part of April.
Why is the free agency pool better this year than it normally is, in your opinion?
I just think there's more quality players. I think players have found their way to free agency. Look at the running back crew. I mean, those guys were all top of their position for the last three or four years in the league, and they're all free at the same time. Now, I think you've got to handpick some positions. I don't think there was great depth at certain positions, but even as we sit here, which really, I'll just say, for the lack of a better term, for day four in free agency, there are still edge rushers available and speed receivers available. That never happens. Those skill sets are really hard to find, and usually those guys find their way to the top of drafts every year. But there are still some quality guys that I think can rush the passer and some perimeter players that can spread defenses available at this stage of free agency. You just don't see that.
Randy, you mentioned wide receiver. That's something Grant and I have been kicking around on the show today. What might make sense for Washington in terms of that receiver market to kind of go opposite Terry McLaurin? And the jury's still kind of out on Jahan Dotson, a promising rookie year with some injuries, and last year was a big step back. I just kind of wonder what fit you might see, if any.
Well, I'm not against re-signing Samuel, I'll tell you that, because he's got a little bit of everything. But if you're looking for a little size, those guys factor in. I think it's okay to kind of wait and play your card slowly. I would be, if I was them, interested in seeing what happens with Keenan Allen with the Chargers. That's one to me that I think the production that he would bring, the leadership that he would bring, he would be great for a new staff someplace like Washington. I think he's got skins on the wall but can still play. I know that for a fact. He'd be a guy I would think would be a great fit there. So you can kind of pick your spots a little bit, but I think Curtis Samuel has been enough production that he should factor in as well, because these speed guys are going to disappear. I'm telling you, guys that can run fast.
Randy Mueller is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, former executive of the year in the National Football League. Randy, they're obviously likely to take a quarterback at two. With that in mind, how much should that have changed, like, the way that they put their blueprint together, or thinking now about what they do at wide receiver or tackle or any of the other areas where they might make moves? Like, how does that factor into the algorithm for them?
Well, I don't know about two. I think that's going to happen on its own accord. I don't think they've got a how hard is it to stack two names? You're going to get one of them. So I just mean,
assuming you're taking a quarterback there, like, yeah, what else are you doing around that?
Well, what I want to do is, and they have this luxury to check as many boxes as they can prior to the draft so that they can then take the best available players. I think when you start drafting to fill out a depth chart in rounds two or three or even four, that's problematic. That means you're bypassing over some really good players at some other positions. And I think in this case, if they can solve a few issues before they get to the draft itself then can be used at its best when you can draft the best players. And so just so happens that a couple of them still might be filling needs. So I think that should be their strategy. I think it will be. I have faith in the decision-making there, and I think that will happen at the end. But I think they can make some hay. I mean, you say they've signed a dozen guys already. It wouldn't shock me if they end up with signing 15 or 16 before the draft even starts. And that just gives them all kinds of options to maneuver, maybe not with two, but with these other draft picks that they have.
Randy, are there any free agent tackles, offensive tackles, that you like?
Well, I love the Illuminor kid who signed with the Giants. I'll be honest with you. I thought he was the best tackle in this group, and technically he may even play guard, but he played really good at right tackle for the Raiders. I don't think that's a position that was great. There were a lot of guards and centers that were really good, but tackle is a struggle, man. I almost think you, and this has always been my theory, you've got to draft tackles and fill in at these interior line positions. So they're not growing on trees in free agency. If they are, they're getting paid giant money, that's for sure.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about the number two pick. You have been running draft rooms. You have been a guy in the league who's had to make the tough decisions at the top of the board. How much have you studied the quarterbacks? And if you're them sitting at two, what would you be thinking? Who would you be leaning toward?
I've studied them a lot. I think it's a good group to study. I think it's why, part of the reason why Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. Everybody gets to select their kind they like. I think in this case for the Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury is going to have a lot of input. His system has to have a lot of input. You've got to find the skill set that fits what he's going to ask them to do best. I think he got a little indication of that when you signed Marcus Mariota, that wants a guy that can move around a little bit, has kind of been there, done that. I think there are a couple of these guys that I really like. I think Caleb Williams is a class of his own. So we're just talking about, for me, the three guys under him, you know, Daniels, McCarthy, May, in any order. And I think depending on who you ask, they might come back to you in a bunch of different orders. So for me, I'll be honest, I like J.J. McCarthy. I see what's there. And I see where it can go. And I think it's a great fit for what Cliff's doing. Jaden Daniels is the same way. He can process information from the pocket, but yet he's athletic enough and he's accurate. So I think those two guys are really the guys I would choose from. I know there's some sentiment for Drake May. I just haven't seen enough of that to say, wow, this is exactly what I want. I think there's some developmental issues there that still have to happen. So, you know, Cliff will have a lot to say. Coach Quinn will have a lot to say. I know Adam and you mentioned Lance. They'll have a lot to say. I say it kiddingly, but they should be able to stack two of these guys on the board.
So you mentioned that you think it's kind of a tell that they signed Marcus Mariota, a mobile guy that's, you know, a bit more playmaker than he is drop back. Do you think they would want to pair a rookie quarterback of a similar type, or is it, you know, are they one of those teams that has a guy that's a contrasting style coming off the bench? Think, you know, Richardson in Indianapolis and Gardner Minshew behind him or something like that. Do you think that's a bit of a tell, Randy?
I think the tell for me is that the athleticism that Marcus has always had, the system that he ran at Oregon is very similar to what Cliff did. So I think that's he'll be their backup. I don't think there's any question about that. You're not going to pay him like they did and not. I think It probably the odd guy out for me probably is Sam Howell, but you know, they're going to have three in some fashion as well. So I don't know. I have no clue what they're going to do. I know what I see and what I like. That doesn't mean that somebody else is going to like the same flavor.
Our guest, the former executive of the year and a former general manager. Can we double click on McCarthy for a second? Just because a lot of people have suggested he's going in the top 10. We're starting to hear his name come up in the top five. But to just be straight up, you're the first guest we've had on who's actually talked about Washington taking him at number two. So you really, really like him. Can you dive into that more?
Well, I just see if you're talking about tight window throws, which is what happens when all these guys get to the NFL, they're not throwing to wide open fields anymore, wide open spaces. They're tight window throws. I think J.J. has the best arm and fits things in tight windows better than anybody, maybe even Caleb. That's for me, his calling card. He's athletic. He has touch. He can process information. He understands, I think, the game. Is there some wet behind the ears? Sure. He's not even just turned 21 years old, so there's going to be some maturity there that comes with it. But I think the disconnect for a lot of evaluators outside NFL buildings has been, well, I just don't see this or I don't see that. If you watch enough tape, you can then connect the dots. And I didn't have any problem connecting those dots. I'm not saying I'm right. And I don't care when these guys get picked. I'm trying to project who will be the best 4 or 5 years from now. So I like McCarthy for that reason.
So you also mentioned, Drake May, there's some developmental things that you didn't love, at least at this stage. Can you go into that a little bit for us? Because he looks like he's straight out of central casting. 6'4", 225, can move around, has a cannon for an arm. There's a skill set there that's pretty intriguing, right?
Everybody says the same thing. He's 6'4", he's 220. I get it. I'm not here to beat up Drake May. I get it. I see what everybody sees. But I don't quite see the cannon arm or the accuracy that these other guys have. So that's where I struggle a little bit. I don't see the release being clean like these other guys. So I think he'll get there. I think these are things that need to be cleaned up, especially with his footwork as well. It'll happen for him, but I would hate for him to have to have the weight of a franchise thrown on him from day one. And I think that picking second, they can pick whatever they want. So they have some choices.
How about Daniels? Areas where you're really confident, areas where you worry about him. I will take any of the three, to be honest, but specifically, really, May or Daniels. We've talked about for weeks. I think Commanders fans will be really excited. My concerns is a lot of the analytics coming back now, that the deep numbers on Jaden Daniels, you know, things like pressure to sack percentage or leaving clean pockets or how often he's throwing to wide open receivers. Those things don't bode well, but I know you're more of a scout with your eyeballs, so where are you at on Daniels?
I think the analytics are very important. I think those are great informative pieces, part of the decision-making. I think the best thing Daniels had going for him is he's been throwing to NFL receivers at LSU all season long. And I think what everybody says, well, he had the one good year. He actually has progressed, I think, in years prior to this, learning the system, getting the answers finally offensively from a Brian Kelly offense. So that part kind of came together for him this year. I think he's more of a combination guy between maybe where McCarthy is and where May is, in that he can process, but he can take off and run. Yeah, maybe he will leave some clean pockets occasionally, but I see a poised guy that doesn't get rattled. I think he can get better in all these things, and I see a high ceiling. I see an accurate thrower who makes some throws that just make me say, wow, I can't believe it, both on the run and from the pocket. So I don't have a lot of question. I think the best thing that these guys as a group have going for them is there's doesn't seem to be other positional players that are even in the mix that could make you take heed and say, yeah, we can't take this quarterback. It's a little bit of a reach because there's a great defensive lineman or there's a great this or that. Those guys I don't think exist in this draft. So I think it is purely about the quarterback that you like and picking the flavor that fits your scheme best.
Randy, you had such a successful run in front offices. I'm wondering, I have to imagine, like the first couple of days of free agency have to be one of the times where, as a former exec, you miss it the most, or is it the draft or what? In terms of just being in that room with everybody for hours and hours, bunkered down, doing takeout or going to a steakhouse at midnight because you just worked for 10 hours. Like, what were these days like?
They were awesome, and you're right. I miss these days. I absolutely love it. The multitasking that happens from the GM chair, both in free agency and in the draft, are great. Fortunately for me, my work for The Athletic, and I do a podcast called The Football GM on Saturdays every week and write for them. I've ranked all these UFA players, so I've been watching films, so I can actually get what I want out of this, and that's what I do in my spare time anyway. So it almost makes me feel like I'm a one-man scouting department, but I could really, I was satisfied to be able to watch these things and not be held accountable for every move by radio talk show hosts ripping me when we did this or that,
Relatable.
That's true. We know all about that.
Randy, always a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for the time and insight.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
Great information. Love having him on. Randy Mueller, he was an executive of the year in the NFL and a former GM. One of the best remaining free agents, just got a massive deal. Maybe the top free agent wide receiver in this class just found a new team. We will give you the details next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.